she said.
"Go home, my girl," said Gander. "I'm not taking any runaways to Ankh Morpork. Strange things can happen to little girls in big cities."
Esk brightened. "What sort of strange things?"
"Look, I said go home, right? Now."
He picked up his chalk and went on ticking off items on his slate, trying to ignore the steady gaze that seemed to be boring through the top of his head.
"I can be helpful," said Esk quietly.
Gander threw down the chalk and scratched his chin irritably.
"How old are you?"
he said.
9.
"Well, Miss 9 years old, I've got 200 animals and 100 people who want to go to Ankh, and half of them hate the other half, and I've not got enough people who could fight. And they say the roads are pretty bad and the bandits are getting really cheeky up in the paps, and the trolls are demanding a bigger bridge toll this year, and there's weevils in the supplies. I keep getting these headaches, and where in all this do I need you?"
"Oh," said Esk.
She looked around the crowded square.
"Which one of these roads goes to Ankh, then?"
"The one over there with the gate."
"Thank you," she said gravely. "Goodbye. I hope you don't have any more trouble and your head gets better."
"Right,"
said Gander uncertainly. He drummed his finger on the tabletop as he watched Esk walk away in the direction of the Ankh Road. A long, winding road. A road haunted by thieves and gnolls. A road that wheezed through high mountain passes and crawled panting over deserts. "Oh, bugger," he said under his breath.
"Hey, you!"
Granny Weatherwax was in trouble. First of all, she decided, she should never have allowed Hilter to talk her into borrowing her broomstick. It was elderly, erratic, would fly only at night and even then couldn't manage a speed much above a trot. Its lifting spells had worn so thin that it wouldn't even begin to operate until it was already moving at a fair lick. It was, in fact, the only broomstick ever to need bump starting. And it was while Granny Weatherwax, sweating and cursing, was running along a forest path, holding the damn thing at shoulder height for the 10th time, that she had found the bear trap. The second problem was that a bear had found it first. In fact, this hadn't been too much of a problem because Granny, already in a bad temper, hit it right between the eyes with the broomstick, and it was now sitting as far away from her as was possible to get in a pit and trying to think of happy thoughts. It was not a very comfortable night, and the morning wasn't much better for the party of hunters who, around dawn, peered over the edge of the pit.
"About time, too," said Granny. "Get me out."
The startled heads withdrew, and Granny could hear a hasty whispered conversation. They had seen the hat and the broomstick. Finally, a bearded head reappeared, rather reluctantly, as if the body it was attached to was being pushed forward.
It began. "Look, Mother." "I'm not a mother," snapped Granny. "I'm certainly not your mother. If you ever had mothers, which I doubt. If I was your mother, I'd have run away before you were born."
"It's only a figure of speech," said the head reproachfully.
"It's a damned insult, is what it is."
There was another whispered conversation.
"If I don't get out," said Granny in ringing tones, "there will be trouble. Do you see my hat? Eh? Do you see it?"
The head reappeared.
"That's the whole point, isn't it?" it said. "I mean, what will there be if we let you out? It seems less risky all round if we just sort of fill the pit in. Nothing personal, you understand."
Granny realised what it was that was bothering her about the head.
"Are you kneeling down?"
she said accusingly.
"You're not, are you? You're dwarfs."
Whisper, whisper.
"Well, what about it?"
asked the head defiantly.
"Nothing wrong with that, is there? What have you got against dwarfs?"
"Do you know how to repair broomsticks?"
"Magic broomsticks?"
"Yes."
Whisper, whisper.
"What if we do?"
"Well, we could come to some arrangement."
The dwarf halls rang to the sound of hammers, although mainly for effect. Dwarfs found it hard to think without